The path of life lead upward for the wise. Who are the wise? Paul said that we are the wise. To keep him from going down to the grave. The grave is the deepest valley. And that's the mountaintop. I also want you to write that down. Psalm 95, 4. In his hand are the depth of the earth. And the mountaintop, the mountain peak, belongs to the Lord too. The depth of the earth, that's the deepest valley, are in God's hand. And the mountain peak also is in God's hand. God wants to take us from the lowest point to the highest point. And we see that in the book of Ephesians. Let's take a look at the stage one day. That means before we come to know Christ. I read that to you in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. That was in the past before we come to know Christ. In which you used to live. When you follow the way of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air and the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, all of us also live among them, circle the word them. All of us who live among them at one time, that is in the past, gratifying the craving of our sinful nature, following its desire and thought. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. I want you to write that down. They are the object of God's wrath. If you are in the grave, if you are in the deepest valley, if you refuse to be changed by the Lord Jesus Christ, you are the objects of God's wrath. Who are we? We are the object of God's mercy. Joyce, can you tell me where did the Bible say where's God? Roman what? Roman 9? 9 what? Emily, where's Roman 9? Is it 9? 22? 23? We are the object of what? Object of God's mercy, right? But we used to be the object of what? God's wrath. Okay? We live among them. God do not want us to live among them. God want us to live among the holy people. Okay? So God want to take us from the deepest valley to the mountain peak. And from the book of Ephesians, we can see that. From the object of God's wrath, that's for them, to the object of God's mercy, prepare in advance for God's glory. If you are the object of God's wrath, prepare for destruction. So we don't want to live among them. We used to live in sins and in transgression. Okay? So how can we grow from they to you, from you to we? There are three stages, and we can see that. I read that one more time. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins, in which you used to live. You live in sins, you live in transgression. When you follow the way of this world, anyone who follows the way of this world is live in sins and live in transgression. Well, Paul mentioned it very, very seriously. I want to take a look at how John talked about that in his writing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Do not love the world. You love the world, that means you live according to the way of the world. That's how you love the world. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everyone in the world, for everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has, and thus come not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and this desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Right beside 17, you write down Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who calls Jesus Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God, only the one who do the will of the Father. So we have to know the will of God. This is the will of God. The path of life lead upward for the wise. He wants us to be the wise. He didn't want us to be the fool. They are the fool. He wants us to be the wise man. Live our simple way, and then you will live. You is the one, live your simple way. And then walk in the way of understanding. Then we walk across the mountain peak. Follow the very footstep of Paul and Timothy. Go back to Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 3, he say, all of us, including Paul himself, when he was in the past, he lived among the Gentiles, act like a Gentile, doesn't act like a Jew at one time. What is the reason? I want you to circle the word. Them? Who are they? They are under the control of chapter 2 and verse 2, under the control of the evil spirit. Because the evil spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Paul said that I'm the one who used to be disobedient to God's will, disobedient to God's word. Right? You remember he persecuted the church? He killed people, you remember that? And Jesus appeared to him, asked him, why you persecute me? He didn't persecute the Lord, he didn't think. But when you persecute the saint, you persecute Jesus Christ. Okay? He was disobedient. Paul used to be the servant of Satan. You understand? Do you remember Apostle John, write the second chapter and the third chapter? Chapter 2 of Revelation, verse 9. Chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 9, 2, 9, 3, 9. What did Jesus call the synagogue? They worship every Saturday. Jesus called them synagogue of Satan. Because they don't believe in God's word. They are disobedient. They oppose God's word. Anyone who wants to follow God and Paul persecute them. You understand? And when Paul realized he's against God, his life was changed, totally changed. So he confessed and pronounced to the whole world, all of us At one time, we live among them, but I no longer live among them. Because the path of light lead upwards for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. The Lord do not want us to go down to the grave. Psalm 95:4, in his hand are the depth of the earth. In the deepest valley is in God's hand. Where's the depth? That's hell. That's bottomless pit. God wants to rescue us from that place and bring us to the mountain peak. The mountain peak belongs to the Lord, and the Lord wants to take us there. You know where's the mountain peak? You write down, right beside Psalm 95:4, you write down Revelation chapter 21 and 22. That is the mountain peak. That's the new Jerusalem, the new bride. There's a new heaven and new earth. That's what God wants to take us there. Okay? Make sure you understand that. Now, I want you to write that down. You are the one in here. Okay? You write down Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2. You make a decision. You lean to the left. That means you're going back to Egypt, going back to the world, or you lean to the right. That's the ship is on the right side. On the left side is a goat. Do you remember Matthew chapter 25? Moses, do you remember Matthew chapter 25? What happened in Matthew chapter 25? In the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is going to separate the goat from the sheep. The goat is in the left-hand side. The sheep is in the right-hand side. The goat is the one disobey God. The sheep is the one who follow Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the shepherd. Do you see that? What does it say? I think Matthew chapter 25 verse 31, right? And all the way to the end. You see that there's no separation. The goat is in the church. The sheep is also in the church. But in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he sit on the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ, he gonna separate at that time the goat from the sheep. Make sure you not cling to the left. You cling to the right. What did the Bible say? The heart of the wise incline to the right, but the heart of the fool incline to the left. Incline to the left, that means go back to Egypt. Just like the book of Numbers, I'm not saying the Gentile. Those people are the people of Israel. Okay? They don't like to follow Moses and Aaron. You write down. Incline to the left is 14, number 14, verse 4. What did they say? They say to each other, they are Jewish people. They're supposed to know God. But what do they want? They said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Go back to Egypt, you write that down. Cling back to the left. Do you remember what I say at the onset? Proverbs chapter 15, verse 24. The path of life lead upward for the wise. They don't go back. They don't go back to Egypt, right? In Gospel of John chapter 15, God, Jesus Christ said, I call you to leave the world and follow Jesus. And you go back to the world and to love the world, you remain the object of God's wrath.
prepare for destruction, that is what it is. Don't go back. You go back, you are in deep trouble. I haven't seen any Christian go backward will receive blessing. They receive numerous cursing. At the end, if we remain stiff-necked, just like Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, after many rebuild, they remain stiff-necked, they will be suddenly destroyed without remedy. And they don't know. All of a sudden, they are destroyed. Make sure we follow the wise. Go upward. Keep us from going down to the grave. We don't want to be remain to be the object of God's wrath. We want to become the object of God's mercy, prepared in advance for glory, according to Romans chapter 9. Remember all these Bible verses. With this basis, then you can understand why Paul writing the book of Ephesians. He's telling us who we are before we come to know Jesus Christ in chapter 2. We are God's object of God's wrath. We understand? Don't go back. Old Testament say the same thing. The heart of the wise inclined to the right. Keep going upward. Keep yourself going down to the grave. Keep yourself going down to the deepest valley. The deep darkness. Going the path of light. Keep following what the Bible say. And you are in good hands. And you will be blessed. Don't follow them. They say, let's find our own leader. Choose our own leader. We want to go back to Egypt. All those people go back to Egypt are destroyed. Okay? Don't go back to Egypt. When we come to know Jesus Christ, there's no turning back. Do you remember that we have one song? Linda, do you know how to sing the one song? We have believed that. We have decided, right? We have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. You got it? If you're turning back, I just want to speak Chinese. If you're turning back, because I'm Chinese, right? If you're turning back, you'll be in deep trouble. Okay? So, take a look at you. First of all, we incline to the right, never incline to the back. We go forward, we never go backward. Okay? On top of that, why beside that, you write down Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. I'll read that to you. Verse 10, I read verse 9 first. And he make known to us, Jesus Christ make known to us, the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. Can anyone tell me what does it mean? I'm going to test. Miriam, you're a lucky girl. What does it mean by to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ? So what does it mean? Do you know? You don't? Jin Wong, chapter 1, verse 10. What does it mean? When you read these Bible verses, what does it mean? God is coming? Yeah, but what does it mean by to bring everything in heaven and on earth under one head? Who he talking about everything in heaven? I want you to write that down. You know, that's concerning about us, okay? About you. Because we don't want to stay in the you stage. We want to grow in the we stage. We is Paul, right? I read that to you again. In verse 9, Jesus Christ make known to us, you write that down, we make known to us the mystery of God's will. That means we know the mystery of God's will. If you do not know the mystery of God's will after today, make sure you know the mystery of God's will. Take a look regarding God's will. He make known to us the mystery of God's will according to his good pleasure which he purposed in Christ. 3:9 and 3:10. I'm sorry, 1:9 and 1:10. You write down chapter 3. Verse 2 all the way to verse 6. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me, to Paul, for you. For your reason, God revealed his plan to Paul so that Paul can explain to you so that you have a better understanding of the mystery of God's will. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation. Make known to me. In here, it says, make known to me through what? Through the Holy Spirit. In verse 5, through the Holy Spirit. Make known to me, chapter 3, verse 3, make known to me through the Holy Spirit, 3:5, 3:3, and 3:5. And then I know that Joyce teach the book of Galatians, chapter 1. And Paul said that God make known to me through Jesus Christ, chapter 1, verse 12, Galatians. Chapter 1, verse 15 to 16, make known to me through revelation by God the Father. I say that one more time. Paul said that we are the one who know the mystery of God's will. How? By the Father, revelation. How? By Jesus Christ, revelation. How? By the Holy Spirit, revelation. When you read the Bible, when you say we, you don't just take it so, oh, we, that means including me. You are not up to that stage yet. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He wants us to reach up to that stage to understand the mystery of God's will. What is the mystery of God's will? In chapter 3, verse 6, through the gospel in Christ Jesus, whether you are Gentile or not, doesn't matter, as long as you hear the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, believe that he raised from the dead, believe that he died for our sins. 3 days later, he was resurrected so that we can receive God's righteousness. If you know that, whether you are Jews or Gentile, you receive the same promise. Then you become one body and you can inherit the inheritance and God prepare for you. I read that to you one more time. Chapter 3, verse 6. What's the mystery that Paul talked about? This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heir together with Israel. heir together with Israel. That means if Israel can inherit the promised land, the Gentile can inherit the promised land with Israel. I want to circle the word with Israel. In Chinese translation, they don't have the word with Israel. They're missing that. Gentile and the Israelite will receive the same kind of inheritance because you become heir. Right beside heir, you go back to chapter 1, verse 11. In him, we were what? I want you to cross the word, we were also chosen, cross it. Link it to the footnotes, verse 11. We were made heirs. Do you see that? George, do you see that? Hannah? Do you see that? Cross out the word, chosen. He's not talking about chosen. We were made heir. The Gentile will make heir with Israel. Brother and sister, make sure that when I ask you question, you don't understand the question in chapter 1, verse 10. How did Jesus Christ bring everything in heaven and on earth under one head, even Christ? If you don't understand that, you have to keep reading it. You just read chapter 1, you won't understand what you're talking about. You go on, keep on reading chapter 2, keep on reading chapter 3, and all the way to chapter 6, you will have a better understanding. Okay? Now go back. Chapter 1, verse 11. In him, we were made heirs, having been predestined according to the plan of him, who work out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. We have to know God's will. We are heir together with Israel. Write that down. Write down 1:11. You write down 3:6. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentile are heir together with Israel. How can you be heir together with Israel? Because you will make heir. As long as you are in Christ Jesus and member together of one body, share together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Circle the three words, in Christ Jesus. If you are not in Christ Jesus, you don't get it. You are in Christ Jesus, you get it. Because in Christ Jesus, God gives you every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. If you are not in Christ Jesus, you have no blessing. If you are in Christ Jesus and you hear the gospel, you understand the gospel, you hear the mystery of God's will, you understand God's will, you're going to get it. So what did I say, Moses? Can you sum it up? Say that again. What do you say? Is that, don't know what did I say? As long as you are in Christ, and there's another key word there, through the gospel. When you hear the gospel, you got to understand the gospel, right? You believe in the gospel, you believe in the good news. And then you follow Jesus. Live our simple way. And then you will live. After you live, you walk in the way of understanding, right? Because the path of light lead upward for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. The Lord do not want us to incline to the left. He wants us to keep on going forward, right? Forget what is behind. Look forward, right? Because a lot of people, especially Israelites, they all want to go back to what? Hey, Moses, go back home. What do you mean to go back home? Where? Moses, where is your home? Edmonton is your home? Don't know where's your home. Go. Saudi, where's your home? Not where? Come. Come on, give me a break. According to Gospel of John chapter 14, man, do I lost all the congregation? According to the Gospel of John chapter 14, in my Father's house, there are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you. When I finish, prepare a place for you, and I'm going to take you to my home. Where's your home, Diane? Kingdom of heaven. Hannah, where's your home? Oh, man. Where did I say, you know, is it the mountain peak? Is it by Revelation chapter 21 and 22? Do I lose you? Do I lose you or you? George, do you understand what I just said? Where's your home? New heaven, new church. New Jerusalem, new bride, right? That's our home. Make sure that we are prepared to go home. Okay? Make sure that we are well prepared to go home. Because Jesus Christ prepared a place for you. When he finished preparing a place for you, he's going to come back and take you to be where he is, right? Could you do me a favor? 14, 1, 2, 3. Let's read that. That's our home, Gospel of John. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Jesus Christ. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. This is our home. Okay? This is our home. You know what? The Israelites thought that the Egypt is their own home. They want to keep going back. You know, I don't like Moses. I don't like Aaron. They take me to a wilderness, no food and everything. They complain. What do they want? They want to choose their own leader so that they can lead me back to Egypt. That is the path to destruction. Going back to the deepest valley of the earth. Right? We go forward. Okay? Now, Paul know that. And that's why he told us. Okay? In chapter 3, verse 6, Paul knew the mystery of the gospel. Paul knew the mystery of God's will. I read that one more time to you. Verse 3. That is the mystery, chapter 3, verse 3, Ephesians. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation. As I have already written briefly, in reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. My insight, you say that we. He has the insight. I don't have the insight. I read the Bible, I understand the Bible, then I get his insight. If he didn't reveal it to me, I won't understand it. Who revealed it to him? Because 3:5 is the Holy Spirit. 1:12, Galatians, 1:16 is from Jesus Christ and from God the Father. That means this revelation is correct. It's genuine. We better believe in it, okay? Keep going. And you were able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generation, and it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God, holy apostle and prophet. Circle that word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Black at this five word. God's Holy Apostle and Prophet. You write down we, W-E. Because they know that. They know God's mystery. And they want the entire church to know God's mystery. Am I right? We are you and Paul, Timothy, all these holy apostle and prophet, they are we. God revealed his plan, the mystery to all these holy apostle and prophet. Through them, they hope that we can understand. You can become like him, right? That would be good, is it? Now, let me explain to you chapter 3, verse 6. I want to circle the word. To become, chapter 3, verse 6, this mystery is that through the gospel, circle the word, through the gospel. You have to hear the gospel. And then the Gentile are heir together with Israel. If the Israelite can inherit the promised land, you can inherit the promised land too. If the Israelite be the member together of one body, you can be the member of one body. And then share together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I'm going to test Joyce. Right beside one body. You preach Galatians, right? What does it mean by one body? What if I don't want to become that one body? I want to, just like the people of Israel, I want to choose our own leader. I want to go back to Egypt. What if I don't want to be one body? According to Galatians, what did the Bible say? Right beside one body, you write 3:16. I want you to make sure you understand it now. Okay? Right beside 3:16, you write down 3:6 in Ephesians. One body. Because God, when God make promise to who? In chapter 15, chapter 17, and chapter 22 of Book of Revelation. And God promised to who? God promised to Abraham. And his what? And his seed is singular. That seed is who? It's Jesus Christ. If you are not in Jesus Christ, you are not one body with him. You are not under his head. You get nothing, man. So you make sure you write down Ephesians chapter 1:10. You write down Ephesians chapter 3:6. And then you write down Galatians chapter 3:16. Do you see what I'm trying to say? You see, what does it mean by one body? One body, I also want you to write down Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Because there's only one body, one Holy Spirit, and one hope. You are not in that body, you have no hope to receive any blessing. You know what? Because Paul is the holy apostle. And God revealed the mystery of the gospel, mystery of Christ to him. He know that. And when he was in prison, he write that down. 2,000 years later, we understand. Share together in one body. David, do you know you grieve your mother? Your mother asked me numerous times. Make sure you ask David. Did you understand what I'm trying to say today? What if you are not in one body in Jesus Christ? Where will you go? Where's your home? Eh? Your home is in hell? If you don't, now where you want to go to hell? Where do you want to go? Kingdom of heaven. Now let's discuss it. If your father is saying to you, I want you to go for soccer. You keep going for soccer game. You think you're going to go to heaven? On Sunday, go in soccer game. You think God will let you go to heaven? Let's discuss it. If it's yes, you tell me how. And I go to soccer with you too. Why you say that no? And then you follow your daddy and you want to go to hell? Do you know that you grieve your mother? No, honestly, you tell me, do you really want to go to hell or do you want to go to heaven? Let's say today, if you don't come to the church, you don't hear this mystery of Christ and mystery of the gospel, and you don't know that the importance of one body, right? Share it together, one body with Jesus Christ under his head, you know? You know what? I'm the member of Jesus Christ, right? I may be a mouthpiece, and you may be the finger. And let's say you refuse to serve him, that means the body is without the finger. And then the church, the church like that, you know, you come to the church without finger, because you know we don't have any people to do the cleanup and set up the chair. We need a finger to shake up the chair. One day, I don't remember that. I think it's a month or two. I'm the last one to leave this Elmwood. When I drive to the right to go home, and Joy say, the sign is still here. I say, what do you mean? Oh, David is not here. That's why. You know what? The sign is still there. And I'm the old man. I have to come back, make a U-turn. Hopefully the police don't catch me, right? And then go back to the Elmwood. And I and Joyce carry the Apostolic Bible Church sign. You want to leave the sign there and then people kick it and throw it away? What do you say? Do you understand to become one body is important? There's only one body, one hope, and one Holy Spirit. One Lord, and one baptism. And you refuse to serve. Should you listen to Jesus Christ, or you listen to just your father? And what should you say to your father? Isn't the Bible say obey your parents, right? You tell your parents, you tell your father. Father, do you want me to go to hell? Do you want me to go to hell? You want me to go to hell? I go for soccer game on Sunday. You dare not talk to him like that? Dare you? Do you have the courage to talk to him? You have the courage to talk to him? Jean, do you hear that? Say, I want her to hear that. Do you have the courage to talk to your daddy, to negotiate? I can go to soccer game any day except Sunday. Sunday I can go too, but not in the morning. If you don't come to the church today, will you be able to hear this mystery of Christ? Right? Is it good for you to come to the church? Are you glad or you're not glad? You're glad? So, what should you do? Proverbs chapter 15, verse 24. Are you the fool or you are the wise? The wise what? The path of life lead upward for the wise. The path of life lead upward for the wise. But what about the fool? The path of death lead downward for the fool. To keeping him from going up to the heaven, to the mountain peak. You want your father to keep, you say, Father, you give me education, you want me to go to hell? You want me to go to the deepest valley? Or you want me to go to heaven? You know what? You should save your father too. We should go together to the church. Is this a deal? Tell me, assuming I'm your father, what are you going to say to me when you go home? And you think your daddy will listen to you? And then you want me to show you how to lead your husband to Christ? You say, Daddy, I love you. Mother go to heaven, Jean go to heaven, and I go to heaven. I don't want to see you to go to hell. Can you go with me to the church? I sit beside you. You think it's a good advice or is a lousy advice? Is good advice? Is it good for your family? Wow, this is a deal, right? One body. I want to stop here today, and I want you to remember that when you are in Christ Jesus, you share whatever promise God gave it to Abraham. You can share that. In other words, if you are in Christ Jesus, you read the Old Testament, you're reading your own love letter. Because the love letter God gave it to Abraham, the love letter God gave it to Israel, because you are sharing together in His promise, you read that promise to you too. Okay? Because you are body together. Okay? You are member together of one body. You are sharer together in the promise. And you are heir together with Israel. And this is a good blessing. But the key thing is in Christ Jesus. The key thing is through the gospel, through the good news. I don't go to the church. I don't read the Bible. I don't even understand that. Because God does not want us to remain to be ignorant, right? Isn't it? So if it's in conclusion, Hannah, could you give me a one word or one sentence in conclusion that you learn, you think is valuable? Wow, that I like that one. This is for you. Under one head, you mean, who is the head? Father, you are not the head. The head is Jesus Christ in Ephesians chapter 1:10. I like that. That's a good one to talk to your father. I know that. According to the Bible, in the church, I mean in our Wen family, you are the head of the family. But you are under the head too. Because everything in heaven and on earth under Jesus, right? Make sure you tell it. Could you read that to me? 1:10? Ephesians 1:10? Who is the real head? I read it. Who is that head that we're talking about? Jesus Christ. Is he the head of your father? Everything in heaven and on earth. Next week, I tell you who are they in heaven and who are they on earth. Okay? If you want to study yourself, you tell me if you know the answer. All right? Our Heavenly Father, we're going to use the time to explore your work in our church, the building you prepare for us. I pray that you open our eyes and our heart so that we know the finger of your word and so that we can be heir together with Israel. And now, if we have the property that you install for us and open our eyes and give us unity, and we can see that, and we're going to build your church. And I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.